It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, Mid-Michigan. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's Saturday. It's sunny where we are. It might be raining where you are. I understand a little bit south of here, they're getting a band of rain. North of here, it's a little cloudy. We're kind of in a little weather sandwich, but it doesn't matter. Get out in your backyard and get some grilling done. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. Good morning, Michigan. Welcome to The Grillin' Guys on 107.3. It is a good day for grilling. It's tailgate season.
Cannot wait. You know, I was on my way in picking up Bob this morning and got behind two or three motorhomes that had their Michigan State Spartan proudly displayed. I know that game starts right out at about noon today, and that's why we're on a half hour early this morning, and we're going to do that for the rest of the football season here, as we're going to start at 8:30 rather than our normal start at 9, because we are the tailgate party prior to the game.
This is Tailgate Central for Michigan right now, and we're going to shoot right over to our live line. We've got Bill Best from Tech Infrared in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Hey, it's great to talk to you.
How you been?
Been great, sir. Last time I saw you, I'm wearing right now the shirt that Max Folda got me, the Polygamy Porter shirt.
That's great.
For all of you listening, this is Bill Best, and he owns a company called Tech Infrared, and this man single-handedly invented gas infrared technology and brought it into the grilling world, which has revolutionized grilling. So I think what people might be curious to know is, how in the world you ever thought of such a thing?
You probably know our first effort in the infrared technology was in the industrial field. We actually developed the infrared burner to cure paint and dry paper and more in a processing application than for cooking. And as we progressed in that business, the first infrared grill that was made was just for my personal use. We just took a couple of the industrial burners and put them in a box, so to speak, and that became the first infrared grill, and we've been progressing ever since.
Well, you have certainly changed the grilling world, and anybody that listens to this show at all knows that Tech is one of our great sponsors, and we talk about it all the time, and we sure appreciate that. But more importantly, the way that new Tech of yours cooks. If you're using a gas grill and you've never cooked on 100% pure infrared, you're really missing out on something, because what that does is it just cooks your food quickly and efficiently, and it does not dry the food out. And when you're doing chicken and some of those other meats like that, man, what a difference that makes.
Yeah, that's the glass technology has been a tremendous advancement, especially considering that it essentially eliminates flare-up. And, Bob, I just finished a study. In fact, just emailed it out last night, where I did a detailed study on why the infrared cooking creates more moisture in the meat. And essentially, the results of that study was that infrared compared to convection has 20 to 25% more moisture retention. And there's a lot of technical reasons. It's probably too difficult to explain on the air, but we've demonstrated now technically in this series of tests that there is a scientific basis for that claim. And we conducted that test with a series of burgers, where we had a constant mix of, in other words, all the burgers tested were from one batch, and we developed a device to cook purely with convection, or I should say about 90% of convection, and then we used an infrared grill for the infrared portion of it. And the tests were very consistent, and as I say, we've just finished that test, and it demonstrates validates the fact that the food is more moist.
Well, that's going to be good ammo to have out in the sales field, I'm sure. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. It's Tailgate Central. We're on a half hour early. The Michigan Spartans pregame comes on, so we're moving our show for the entire fall. But this is Tailgate Central. Right now we are talking with Bill Best, who's the founder of Tech Infrared, which we talk about on this show, one of our sponsors. And Bill's down in Columbia, South Carolina. I might say he's living right near the main gate of Fort Jackson where my son Alex is, and I get to go down and visit with Bill and Rachel here shortly for Alex's graduation. We're really looking forward to that. But Bill also has a pretty tremendous background, and I believe you were a Korean War bomber pilot.
That's correct.
And you came back.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, well, I just salute you for that, because that being a veteran and knowing veterans, that, and the Korean War was one of the probably least spoken of or mentioned in a lot of regards, because it just never seemed to have a beginning or an end. But then you came back and you actually got a doctorate in thermal transfer technology, and who would have ever thought of that?
Well, actually, my doctorate is actually in thermodynamics and fluid dynamics and heat transfer. I'm on the energy side of infrared of engineering as opposed to the design side. But that also was a long time ago.
Yeah. Well,
that was 1962.
We sure appreciate you taking some time with us this morning in beautiful Columbia, South Carolina. And Maureen and I are gonna. We're going to buzz down there, and we're going to see you here in a couple of weeks, and I'm really looking forward to sitting on your patio and waiting for 5 o'clock.
Listen, we look forward to it also. Sorry we're going to miss the ball game, though. I think the original plans was to see Navy. Was that the case?
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, we'll have fun when you get here.
That sounds great, Bill. Thanks so much.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Bill Best from Tech Infrared, one of our great sponsors. The guy has about 80 patents.
Well, you can tell he's an intelligent man just by the way he speaks. But the reality is he's created a grill unlike any other that's out there. And I've had the pleasure of cooking on one of them with you, Bob. And it is not a blown smoke, so to speak. This thing really cooks different. The food is more moist. And he attacked the technical side of it. But the reality is you can get one of these for less than a grand at Garrett's or Zager's or some of the other places around that carry them.
Garrett.
And you can put one of these at your tailgate. So they're an awesome piece of equipment. We talk about them all the time.
Speaking of tailgaters, if you're headed to a tailgate right now, we're at 800-785-1073. Give us a call and tell us what you're grilling at your tailgate party. I know we've got a whole bunch of people that we know that are headed over to the state game. So,
yeah, we're going to talk about a little bit of tailgating items. We're going to hit some grilled bruschetta. We got Shasta here from the Old World Olive Press. She's brought some cool recipes that use these balsamic vinegars and extra virgin olive oils. We're going to be talking with Douglas Valley Winery, Cliff Boomer from there. Real special treat. We're going to have Noel Dean, the coach of the Lowell Red Arrows. They had their pink arrow game last night. Noel's going to call in. Going to have some tailgate tips. Oh, our buddy, I see on the show schedule here, Bob, our buddy Doug Dorda from Siciliano's Market. He is like the god of beer. He knows beer like Shasta knows oil and vinegar.
That's right. And is it Shasta?
Shasta.
Shasta?
Yes.
Okay. Could be Fasta. This goes with pasta.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Well, good morning, Shasta.
Good morning.
And your husband's here sitting behind you. You got a bodyguard.
I
can see why.
Yeah,
it's great.
Look at him.
Well, you brought, first of all, Old World Olive Press.
Tell us a little bit about the store if people don't know where you're at and what it's all about.
Yep, we are located, we've got a couple locations, but the closest one to you guys is in downtown Rockford, and it's like a wine tasting type event. You come in, we've got about 50 different oils and vinegars in big steel fusties, which are fusties, if you're not familiar with, are like a big stainless steel type container, which the fusties come from Italy.
I thought Bob was wearing one this morning when I picked him up.
Never know about Bob, do we?
Why? I don't know what that means. A fustie?
I'm glad you went in and changed. That's
right,
all I'll say.
Right. But the fusties, they keep the product at a constant temperature, and they ensure the quality. So people come in and they can sample the different products that are there, you know, just like you do wine tasting, and mix and match. That's kind of where the beauty comes in. They can mix an oil with a vinegar and just get some really dynamic combinations.
So can people bring a bowl of salad in and just,
you know,
try it out?
They could. We welcome all sorts in our store.
I got to share with you, the first time I went in there, and this is something that if you go to the store, and I highly recommend you do, because I've been cooking with these oils and vinegars now since we met her about 2 months ago on the show. But I went in there, and there's little tasting cups, and they're a little plastic cup. Well, I filled one with oil and took a shot.
Right.
Overkill. I'm just going to tell you right now, don't do that.
Right.
They're there for like a little bit on your finger. You do not want to take a shot of oil. It was just a little overwhelming. Beautiful if I'd have had a mouthful of food, but
oil,
not so much. But anyway, it was fun. So tell us about these. Now, do you cook with oils and vinegars together? What do you do with those on a grill? Does the oil cause flare-ups? I mean, how much of it do you use? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, kind of the same situation you just said with you only need a little bit. The flavors are so concentrated that you really just need a little bit of product, and that's kind of the beauty of it. You can cook with both an oil and a vinegar, so you can use one singly. You can use them together. It really depends on what you're cooking. There's not a right or wrong way to mix and match them. It's really based on palate. The oil's not going to cause a flare-up. You can heat typically any extra virgin olive oil up to about 400 degrees. Most people, if you're grilling, you're in that 300, 400, maybe 500 range. But
yeah, depending on what you're making.
Yeah, yeah. So you can use either one on the grill. You can marinate. You can throw some meat or some vegetables in either an oil or a vinegar or a combination and do a marinade. Throw it on the grill, and you've got just some great flavor.
Are there any other types of oils like grapeseed or anything like that that you sell there?
We do. We have a grapeseed oil. We also have an almond oil.
That's cool. Well, we're going to talk. Can you stick around for the next segment?
Sure, you bet.
Great, because this is a big subject.
She's brought some recipes you aren't going to want to miss. A balsamic onion jalapeno burger, a pineapple hamburger. Again, those are all with these oils and vinegars mixed in. We're also going to be talking about that Douglas Valley Winery with Cliff Boomer when we come back. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.